What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem. I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'll be sitting with Brenda and Valerie. They're the hosts of the brand new podcast, The Fangirls Hangout. Join two professional binge watchers as they discuss various topics such as music, pop culture, and nerdy topics. You can find their podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. A fun fact, I've heard every single episode. Hopefully you guys go check it out. I highly recommend the Guilty Pleasure podcast, the Guilty Pleasure episode where they, you're gonna find a lot about them on that episode. Their dislikes, some stuff they like, TV shows, but particularly me and Brenda, we kind of matched in the sense that we both love stale cookies, and that's awesome. I've never found anybody that likes stale cookies as much as me, but she says she likes Oreos when like they're kind of soft. And that's what I mean when I say they're pretty soft. This episode, you're going to hear us discuss about pretty much, I'm going to find out more about their show, how they started, why they started, and pretty much their journey so far. So hopefully you guys are, you know, able to come on that journey with us, and make sure you go check out their episode on iTunes and SoundCloud. And also, you know what? You're already there. You might as well, if you go on iTunes, obviously, you might as well check out mine. Keep and go back to some of the previous episodes. I want to announce that I was actually part of the Mega Man Steven Martinez. I was part of his podcast, the Mega Man podcast. He released the episode on Thursday. If you want to know more about me, maybe you're a new listener, you've been wondering who the hell I am or who I think I am, then I suggest you go check out his episode. It's like about an hour or so. I have a thing going where for every review that you guys leave, I'm going to donate $5 to a nonprofit organization that we're all going to decide in. So right now, the winner, the one that people keep telling me about, is the Border Angels, where they help the people in Mexico, you know, like right now, especially because they closed the border down and there's a lot of people trying to cross and people are hungry, not a lot of food, you know. So so far, that's the leader. That's the one that we might go donate to. So, but you need to go on iTunes, leave a message, a five-star review. Leave a five-star review, and with a little message saying whatever your favorite episode, you enjoyed the podcast, whatever. Sometimes when I'm feeling down, I check them out, and it helps me pick up myself up, and pretty much encourages me to keep going. Cause I don't know, something about the weather right now. You know, right now it's raining, but like, I've been kind of like down for a reason. Like, I really don't have any reason to be down, but I feel a little down, and you know, I need a little encouragement, and that provides me a little bit of, you know, like guidance, or yeah, a little encouragement where it keeps me on going. So please help me out. Go leave a review, share the podcast. There's a lot of different people. I have musicians, painters, small businesses, you know, poets, and you know, it's important for me to share all these different people. So if you know anybody that's in the arts that has something to promote, you could send them my way. You could either direct message me with their info, or you could tell them to email me at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. All right. So but you already know, you got to fix that L. You know, it's L-E-M, not L-E-T. If you send it to L-E-T, then I don't know who you're sending it to, but you're not sending it to me. So make sure you hook me up, send me some people. As far as it goes right now, I'm booked I'm gonna have enough episodes for the whole month, so I'm set. So what I'm planning to do is maybe do a solo bolo at the end of the year. And actually, I want to kind of give you, I want to give you something, but I don't want to tell you a lot about this episode, but in regards to the Sevens game, I'm going to give you a clue at that. All right. Hopefully you guys get it. If you don't, then listen all the way to the end and you'll find out. All right. I want to announce that I have a new hat, you know, a new hat coming out. It's an ice cream hat. I know, I've been working on this design for a while. Nobody's really got my vision, but fortunately, somebody saw one of my messages on Instagram, and so Psycho Doll, her and her husband, Delinquent Art, that's what they go by on Instagram. Actually, Delinquent Art, he made the new design. So if you enjoy it, make sure you give him a follow. You can find him, like I said, Delinquent Art, Delinquent_Art on Instagram, man. You know, it does good work. If you want to design, if you need something done, I highly encourage you to go check them out. Two of my designs. I have one that I'm going to keep secret for now until I figure out what I'm going to do with it. And I have the one I'm going to release pretty soon. Probably, I'm hoping by tomorrow. I have it out, ready, and for you guys' enjoyment. So, on that topic, I do have merch. Christmas is coming, so I decided to give you guys a little sell where I'm going to drop the price at $15 a hat plus shipping and handling depending where you're at. If you live close, you live by me, then I'll go deliver it in person. I'll deliver my hat. And if you want a hat, if you want a shirt, I have a deal where if you buy a hat and a shirt, both of them, I'll sell them to you for $35. So the shirt right now is at $20. I dropped it from $25 to $20. And the hat's from 20 to 15. But if you want both, if you want a shirt and a hat, then I'll make you a deal. Now, both of you can get both of them for $35 plus shipping and handling if you're not anywhere near me. Because I want to make more merch, but I need to have some income. So right now I could put out that merch. So for the next year I have some shirts coming out, and some new hats, a new sticker coming. So like I said, I encourage you to go follow delinquent_art on Instagram and _psychodoll_. They're the ones that worked on my design, and hope I'm excited. You know, I'm very excited for you guys to see what's coming. And I'm happy with the design, but I want to include you guys. So if you could send me some more questions, because the Solo Bolo episode, I'm thinking of doing one at the end of the year. So if you guys could send me some questions, anything, if you could tell me a funny story, I want to remind you also that I do have a voicemail where you could call me and I'll never answer. I promise I'll never answer your call. Alright. It's a Google voice that you can send me any questions and you'll hear yourself on the show. Any questions towards me, any questions for the future, whatever you want. I wanna hear you guys. I wanna hear from you. So please call the number 424-261-9005. That's 424-261-9005. All right, so like I said, it's a voicemail where I'm never gonna answer it. I'll never get your call. Keep it, I think, under 3 minutes. I think that's the maximum amount of time. But if you can make it a minute, that'd be perfect. And anything goes. If you want to know anything about me, my past, my future, maybe you have something going on that you need help, anything goes. Send me a question, and you can tell me whether you want it on the air or not, and if you want to be anonymous. All right. So far, I've only got one, and you guys heard it on the Solo Bolo Part 3. So I'm hoping to bring out Solo Bolo Part 4. But I'm really hoping that somebody calls me with their problem or with the concern or with the question, you know. So yeah. So like I said, go follow the account. Go follow the Fangirls Hangout. Like I said, you can find it on iTunes and SoundCloud. And you know what? I'm going to let you guys go. So, hopefully you guys enjoy the episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. I know you guys missed me. I'm already sound. You can hear I'm still a little bit sick, but it's all good. We're gonna get through this. It's like whatever. But I'm excited. I'm excited to be back. Today I'm sitting with Brenda and Valerie. They're the host of
The Fangirls Hangout Podcast.
Alright. Yeah, there we go. I should have wrote that too, but I thought their names were more important to write. So yeah. So they're a LA-based podcast where they talk about just fun stuff, like whatever they want, whatever they're into. I've actually heard most of their stuff, and it helps me like get through my day at my job. And you know, it's just pretty like pretty cool stuff that I can relate to, especially the
guilty pleasures.
Yeah. There we go. get closer to your mic.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, cause especially that peanut butter and what was that chips?
Oh no, yeah. So she does peanut butter and on bread with spaghetti, and my cousin does chips and cereal.
There we go. See, that's an awesome combination right there. I wanted to, like, when you guys said that, I was like, man, like, let me tell you, I like to eat cookies, like stale cookies, those sandwich cookies, yeah. But with Kool-Aid.
With Kool-Aid?
Yeah. Like, I make sure they're, like, really soft. I like them really soft. In my soda? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no. I like the Oreos very, very soft. So I wait until I eat them.
Yeah. I like them soft. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't like crunchy stuff, or only chips and some chips. And yeah, when you guys said that, I was like, man, I wonder what they think that mine is weird. Probably, but I ain't tripping. I love it. I'm thinking of making ice cream of it, and I'm gonna get you guys into it too. So first of all, I know they already spoke, and you don't know who's talking right now. So why don't you help the listeners get a name to the voice? Like, tell who you are, your name.
I'm Brenda.
All right, Brenda.
I'm Valerie.
And tell them a little bit about you.
Okay. Let's see. What can I say about
Pisces? Pisces are very, very.
I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a Sagittarius.
Yeah. See.
Okay. So a little bit about us. We're cousins. My birthday's December 21st.
Mine is the 22nd.
We're literally born 7 hours apart.
Oh wow.
And we've just kind of been like best friends our whole life. And even though we feel like we're very similar, we're also like very different in a way. But we're both, I want to say, like, introverts.
Yeah, we're both introverted, but we praise our privacy, but we like talking to people too. So it's like we vibe off of each other, and it gets easy.
I consider myself a little bit of an introvert, but I'm selective of who I talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, so first of all, like, why did you guys decide to like come together and make a podcast?
Well, like, our whole lives, we would always come up with stuff. Like, we would literally, like, write movie scripts and stuff and just, like, fuck around, you know, growing up. And there was just one night I couldn't sleep. And I was always telling my husband to do a podcast. Like, oh, you should do a podcast. You should do a podcast. And he's like, nah, like, I'm too busy or whatever. And I was just laying there and I was like, why don't I do a podcast?
Yeah.
And I was like, who could I do it with? And I was like, oh shit, Brenda. So I literally text her and I was like, hey, I have an idea. Like, just let me know if you're down. And I told her and she was with it right away.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, as soon as she said it, I could see it already. And it just sounded perfect.
Yeah. So, first of all, like, podcasting, like, not a lot of people know about podcasts. Mm-hmm. So like, how did you guys like come across podcasting?
Well, I used to commute like 80 miles a day for work. Wow. So there was just one day, it was a really bad accident. And, you know, I already heard all the songs I like. Nothing was on the radio. And I was like, fuck it. Let me see what podcasts they're on. So I started listening to this podcast, and it was super entertaining. And it got me like through my drive, through my mornings, and even just like when I was at home, I would put it on. So I started like listening to a couple others, and I was just like, yeah, it was cool. It was something I don't know. something that got me through my day that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that's a, nowadays is people are like choose to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Because like the radio is so repetitive. Like I was listening to like the Woody Show.
I actually like listening to them.
And they played, but I like their banter is funny.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the songs, it's the same five songs over and over. Mm-hmm. And then the like the next person comes and plays the same songs they already played.
Yeah.
So like I think podcasting, like, it takes away the music, but it keeps that banter that people like for of the show. Like even they have their own podcast.
Yeah.
You know, and they have their own podcast aside from the radio, like the radio podcast one.
Yeah.
Because like podcast is blowing up, and that's good. You guys got into it before, like right now, when it's still like on the baby stages.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are gonna like. I know you're seeing it too. Like more people are getting into podcasting. Like Oprah has a podcast
now. Yeah, pretty much everyone's getting a podcast, and I think too, it's like it gives you creative control. Uh-huh. There's no restrictions. Nobody's telling you like you can't do this or you can't do that, and kind of get to use your right of freedom of speech without, like, you know, the anyone telling you like you can't say this or that. Like I said, it gives you creative control, and it's fun, and it's on your own terms and when you want to post, and that's what I like about it.
Yeah. Well, what about you?
Well, I actually wasn't really into podcasts until Valerie had said something about it, and then that I started listening a little bit more to like just certain ones. Like the only thing that I would listen to that was like similar would be like the creepypasta story readings on like YouTube.
Yeah.
And I would just put that on and it'd be like my background music, and you know, and I like that because it's like it's scary stuff and I'm really into scary stuff. So when she brought the podcast up, I started looking for podcasts that were horror related. It really got me into it. So as soon as I started listening to it, like our podcast just became easier to do.
Something that caught my attention is you guys consider yourself nerdy girls, right?
Yeah.
Like why? Like where did that come from? Like what makes you think that you guys are nerds, I guess?
I guess just like growing up, because even though like we're cousins and we're like best friends, we still grew up in different areas. So like I was more like I would go back and forth with my mom and dad. So I was either in San Diego or like San Pedro area, and she was like always in Long Beach, like, or Orange County kind of area. So we never got to go to the same schools. So I always kind of felt like my friends were never into the same shit I was into. So when we got together, we could like talk about like, oh, like this and that, you know, stuff that we liked. And I think that's where I considered myself like a nerd, because even like my own siblings would make fun of me for stuff that I liked. Mm-hmm. And it was just like we kind of felt like an outsider a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely had the same feeling growing up. Like I was definitely the black sheep of the family, so the only person that I could really relate to was Valerie. And so whenever we would hang out, we would be able to talk about, you know, everything.
Yeah.
And rather than like me having to pick and choose exactly what I'm gonna talk about with my friends, because it's like none of them ever liked what I liked.
So, but why do you consider yourself the black sheep? Like what did you do? What do you do that people don't like?
I just be myself. No.
Like, well, what is it about you that your family doesn't like or doesn't approve of?
I have a mouth and I use it. Oh, and okay. I just very much will tell it like it is.
So you're very opinionated?
Yeah. Next. Yes, but at the same time, no, because like if there's somebody I just meet, I'm not going to be like, oh, da 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 da, because like, one, I don't know them, and two, it's just like, I don't care enough to say anything.
They just don't understand why I like some of the stuff that I like, you know, books, reading. They are very not interested in reading. They don't understand why I love reading. And so it's just like that's how I see myself, as a black sheep. And you know,
I don't think you're a black sheep. I think you're just, you don't feel like
it's an outcast.
You can't relate. I guess they can't relate to you.
Yeah. It's like outcast. It's just, you know, you're just a little different.
I think, but like when you say black sheep, I take it like a wrong connotation. Like, they don't like you because like you beat people up or something. I think like, or like you beat your grandma up or your, no, you know, your grandpa, you push them down the stairs. Like,
no.
I think that's how you earn the black sheep of the family.
No, I'm very good at cutting people out of my life, family or not. So I think that's where I get that title.
I get that. I do that too.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your podcast.
Okay.
So what's the inspiration behind it? Like, what made you want to start this podcast?
Okay, well, for me, I want to say, like, I go to Comic-Con each year.
Oh, wow.
And just being in that environment of people who, like, love and geek out the same shit, like, that I love. And you know, people who cosplay and stuff. I just really, I don't know, it's really fun. Like, I have fun all the days I'm there. And just, like I said, to be around people who, like, similar stuff. And everyone there is, like, a nerd. Everyone's there to, you know, geek out on the show. And basically, like, fangirl and fanboy over, like, these characters and the actors and stuff. So that's something I can talk about for days, I feel like. So that's kind of where we got the inspiration.
Yeah, you cosplay a lot, huh?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I see that. Like, I see that in your husband's on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad he's into it, too, because...
That's good.
Yeah.
So far, like, are you into Comic... Have you been to Comic-Con, or do you go with
them? I went to WonderCon 1 year, and I went to the Long Beach Comic-Con 1 year, but I'm... Still haven't been to the San Diego one, and that's my destination, so...
So have you, like, thought of, like, cosplaying with them? Like, when...
Oh, well... Definitely, like, I definitely like it, but I don't like that kind of attention. So I would probably just not. But definitely, if I had, like, maybe the self-esteem to do it, then I think I would definitely be really into it.
Like, who do you think you would, like, if you had, like, the desire, I mean, that desire, like, up to that point where you would want to do it? Like, who do you think you would dress up as?
Oh, my... I have list of people that I could do.
Who's the top? Who's the very, very...
I think more recently, as we were doing our episodes, I would say, like, Hermione Granger. Just because, like, she's a bookworm and witches, and that's cool, and I liked it.
Have you thought of, like, going to Universal and just dressing up? And, I mean, there it's going to be... Like, you don't have to, like, feel like you're sticking out or something.
No, I mean, I do like it. It's, I don't know. I'm very to myself. I'm so reserved. And it's almost, I make it very hard to get to know me. And so I don't like to display too much of, like, stuff that I like. Because I did grow up, like, being made fun of. So it was... It's a little harder for me to express myself compared to Valerie, but I definitely, like, if I had the confidence and I had the esteem for it, I would definitely do it.
If you go to San Diego Comic Con with us, when you're gonna do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I think it was last year, 2 years ago. I wanted to dress up as Naruto for like Comic Con, but then.
Oh, you go too?
I want to, but I just. I don't know. I haven't really got around to actually going and looking up the tickets.
Oh, it's like a mission. Just because, yeah, it's like definitely hard to get into. But once you're in, it's so much easier to keep going.
Yeah.
It's like super hard. It's very random. But like I said, once you're in, you're in.
So like out of all the, how many have you been to? Ballpark.
Three?
Yeah.
All
right, out of the three that you've been to, which one was your favorite?
This last one. Because this last one, we went every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that was our first time doing that, so.
So, was this the last one that you dress up as, like Catwoman and the penguin?
Yeah.
That penguin was badass.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
you made it look good.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
And did you go to school for, like, makeup, or just did off of the internet?
It's just something I did, like, off the internet, something I like to do for fun.
You guys should definitely go check out Just Us.
Yeah.
And Jonathan, he's dressed up as the penguin, and you can see her there, too. I'll probably repost it. I'll probably, like, screenshot it.
Yeah.
And I'll post it.
Definitely.
I don't care if he gets mad.
he shouldn't get mad.
Yeah. All right. So, I don't know. I do this a lot. I jump from topic to topic to topic. But it's all good because somehow it brings us back to where we're at. So, you mentioned Comic-Con. And originally it was, I asked you, like, why did you start the podcast?
Mm-hmm. So, go. Oh, I said, yeah. I kind of got inspired by, like, being around the people who, like the same things, and like I know I said I'm an introvert, but over there I'm like, I don't know who I am because I'm so nice, I talk to random people, like,
you
I don't
think it's because of the, like, the makeup,
maybe it's because I feel like I'm not me, you know, if that makes sense. And then I don't know, it's just the good environment, good vibes, and I like being around it, so that's kind of what inspired me. And just me listening to podcasts and just hearing some, like, I can do this, you know? Yeah,
it's just talking.
And it's kind of like a, yeah, pretty much just talking, but it's like a passion project of mine, like, you know? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I have, like, my regular job, you know, but I'm not passionate about it, but yeah. It pays the bills. But yeah. This is just something I like to do for fun for me.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's so everybody needs that. Everybody needs something that they enjoy that doesn't kill them, their soul.
Yeah.
So, see, Brenda, she was talking about being somebody else when she gets all dressed up. Maybe, like, if you do that, your self-esteem, I'll help you with your self-esteem.
Maybe.
You'll become Hermione and stab people in the eye and do some spells and boom, there you go. And then you're going to be hiding behind a book because she loves books. And then somebody comes and annoys you. You just pretend you're reading and like, excuse me, I'm into my book. Pretend you do a spell or something and they'll go away. You just pretend you're crazy and trust me, they'll go away.
That sounds like a plan then. I guess I'll try.
So like for you, so what made you want to start the podcast? Like obviously you wanted like any excuse to hang out with her, like it was just, you know, perfect. But like what made you like actually want to take the step and record and sit down with her and actually like make a show?
I actually don't feel like people listen to me a lot, like in my, you know, everyday life. So I feel like it's a way to vent about like everything that I like and be able to kind of like word vomit, just get everything that I want to talk about out, and no one has a choice. You have to listen.
I mean, yeah, they don't have to listen, but
that's true. Well, no, I don't know. But it's like you know, I feel like because I don't have someone in front of me, I can talk more.
That's but see, like, you're talking to me. You just met, and you're doing a great job. So maybe you should try this. Maybe you should try talking to more people.
I guess maybe I should.
Tell me about your first episode. Like, tell me about your episodes. Like, what are some things that you talk about on your show?
Okay, like, just we kind of just pick random topics that we like. So, like, the first one we did childhood TV shows because, like, everything's being, like, remade, I feel like. So that kind of inspired that one. And then we did like one hit wonders because those are always fun to do. Vampire episode because we like vampires. For like October, we try to do like a whole horror month theme. Yeah. So we did like the vampires, Horror Nights review. We went to Universal Studios. Shit, what else did we do?
I know you did like Hocus Pocus.
Yeah. Yeah. We did try to do like, the witch one.
Oh, yeah.
And, witch. I think we did just like all things spooky. We're talking about like scary stories that we've heard and that like we've encountered, and yeah.
So like, how do you guys decide like what topics or like what the episode's gonna be?
We pretty much just like, hey, we should talk about this. Yeah, and then we just take it from there.
Alright. So like, which one has been your favorite one so far to record?
Probably. The vampire one. That one was really fun. That's probably our most listened to one too, which is kind of funny. But just because like I really like Twilight. A lot of people don't like it, but I really like Twilight, and it was just fun to talk about that and all different kinds of vampires.
I liked the witches one just because like I love urban legends. Like I said before, like I like to listen to the horror, you know, blogs and everything. So anything that has to do with like spooky urban legends or anything like that, I'm totally down for.
When it comes to like your show to like a segment, like is there like a criteria that like that needs to fit the podcast, the show?
Not necessarily. There's actually been I think two episodes where we forgot our notes and we just literally just talked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you those are like the funnest ones.
Yeah. But we just got back like after, you know, we came here from recording an episode. Uh-huh. So we added a segment to our show because our show really doesn't have any segments. Uh-huh. So we have like this classic review where we watch like a classic movie and just kind of talk about it.
What keeps you going? Like the first episode's always the hardest. Like,
yeah.
Always, like getting used to your voice.
That was That was really hard. When I heard myself, I was like, I remember pressing pause, like, oh my God, I sound like this. This is terrible. Like, no one's going to listen to this, but you just get used to it.
That actually wasn't a problem for me. The problem was just being able to arrange my thoughts to talk about subjects, I think, was the hardest for me, because it's kind of like picking apart, like, your mind. And I think that's a little hard.
Let's play a little game. Okay. You guys have a little segment on you. Actually, no. The last episode I heard was guilty pleasures.
Yeah.
All right. So, like we mentioned, like, one of your guilty pleasures was eating, your cousin.
Yeah.
Chips with, like, cereal. Mm-hmm. Which, and you went into, like, a certain chip, a certain cereal.
Yeah.
And then you like peanut butter with your pasta.
Spaghetti.
Oh, there you go with spaghetti, which I'm going to try. Do you put cinnamon on it?
No. It's just, I literally toast bread, put like a, spread peanut butter, and then it's like a taco.
Like, but how do you come up with that? Like,
it wasn't my idea. I had a best friend in high school who her whole family did it. And I was just brave enough to try it one day, and then I just haven't stopped.
Because I was like, man, maybe you couldn't decide if you wanted peanut butter and jelly or pasta. And you might have run out of jelly. And you're like, well, what am I going to do with this peanut butter?
That would have been a better story to tell.
See, you could have that. But actually, like, have you ever had, like, pour syrup on your spaghetti?
No.
Oh, man.
That's an elf thing.
It's good. I like ketchup on everything, but... ketchup on pretty much on spaghetti wouldn't work because I already has tomato sauce.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love, I put syrup on it sometimes. It's pretty good. That's a sweetness, a little to, like, sweet. The tanginess. Yeah, yeah. And then when you were talking about the pasta shells with the chili shells. I didn't see that. Like, how is that gross?
I don't know. Like, every time I make it for anyone, my family, that's a part of my dad's family. But, like, if I make it at my mom's house, I'm the only one eating it.
All right, so that's what I'm getting to. Tell me about something that would actually, like, sounds nasty, but actually goes good together.
Pickles,
like,
and hot Cheetos.
Oh, yeah, true.
That one's I've never tried really that. Good.
I love pickles, though.
Yeah, I got it from middle school. Kids were doing it, and I just tried it, and I was like, oh, this shit's good. But I haven't did it in years. But
you don't gotta lie, it's cool.
No, I'm serious.
You're in the same place.
I haven't did it in years because, like, my husband, he doesn't like pickles. So, like, I barely buy pickles. And then even the hot Cheetos, I don't even think he likes. I don't know. He goes on and off with
it. I know what I'm gonna get him for Christmas. A big, like, those beers. That's what you get. And a hot Cheeto bag. Alright. Well, tell me a little bit, like, what are some other ones that, like, you didn't mention on your show, because I want the listener to go listen to that episode. So something that actually, like I said, like stale cookies with Kool-Aid. People wouldn't really, like, they don't want stale cookies, but I make them, eat them, because they're good. So what are some other, like, combos that they're actually, like, you, like, people might think are nasty, but they're actually pretty good?
Huh, let me see.
I like getting people's reaction live. I was going to say, I should probably, like, sent you these questions before.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think, because I think pretty much, like, the food ones I did mention on the podcast. I'm trying to think. Yeah, there's nothing else that I like food wise that I think. Oh, you have one.
When I was in high school, I had this thing that I would do. It's I don't think it's so much, like, gross as it's weird. But I would cut up some apples. I would get a bowl, put them in a bowl, put a thing of peanut butter in there, and mix it with milk. And I would do it all the time. And I don't know why. It's not like cereal or, like, you know, has the texture of cereal or anything, but it was just something I did, and it was weird. I don't know.
We're gonna try it, guys. We have to try it now. Everything they're going to say, we're going to try. All right. So what else? All right, you had a minute or two to think about it. You didn't even think about it.
Yeah, really. Well, one thing that I do I like to eat my dessert before my dinner.
Oh man, I always eat ice cream before. Cause
you do that too?
You might not have room for ice cream, and you may never know you might have room for ice cream after.
There's always room for ice cream, but I just I don't know. I like sweet, and then I like savory after.
Like, what's the like weirdest flavor that you think it's not normal, but you've actually tried?
That I really like. I like pistachio flavor thing.
That's not. That's normal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because every time I get it, anyone who I'm with, they're like, "Ew, you want pistachio?" I'm
Have you ever had pickle ice cream?
No.
You should try it.
Pickle ice cream? I don't know, but I've heard about the avocado ice cream.
That's basic. That's
what?
I mean, at least for me,
that's basic. I think it's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
No.
Why?
That's because it sounds weird.
I mean, a lot of things sound weird, but you need to try them because you got to see for yourself. Like, have you had rose ice cream or lavender ice cream?
Nah.
Come on. You got to open up your mind. If you love ice cream as much as I do, sometimes chocolate and vanilla just doesn't do it for you. You have to, go out there, like, okay, baby girl, I'm going to try you, but don't tell chocolate.
Don't tell chocolate.
I love it. Don't tell it.
That sounds good though. Like you said, lavender.
Yeah, there's lavender.
Rose?
Yeah, or rose. There's like a hot chocolate, like Mexican hot chocolate with like chile.
Oh,
like they put like cayenne pepper on it.
I've tried churro ice cream.
Oh, churro? Yeah. I mean I guess that's out there.
Oh, Starbucks had like a hot chili mocha. Was it last winter season or whatever? I tried that. That one was pretty good.
Have you had cotton candy? Like, what's it called? Like, watermelon with tajin cotton candy?
No, I actually don't like cotton candy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I guess. It's a waste of air.
Yeah.
You know, if I'll just put the sugar in my mouth if I wanted to.
Yeah, pretty much. Sugar. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's like hairy sugar.
So, anything else? Like, any other combos that you guys might find, people might find strange?
I think in
high safe place.
School, you used to do the waffle thing, didn't you? With the peanut butter.
Well, that's not weird, though.
That's a jelly.
Yeah.
Peanut butter jelly. But when you mentioned the pizza with the ranch, that's normal.
Well, I've had like a couple people in my life be like, that's gross. Like, but like I said, how are you supposed to eat the crust if you don't have ranch?
You're supposed to dip, don't you dip that in peanut butter? Like, come on. Yeah. Doesn't everybody do that? It's salty, so it's perfect.
Goes together.
Oh, we're gonna try that next weird combination. This by the way, this segment is called Stupid Questions or Stupid Ideas, whatever you guys choose for me. I want to know, what movie would be greatly improved if you add Britney Spears to it?
Oh, okay. This is a question for me. Let's see, probably one of the scary movies. If she just had like a line in there, that'd be funny.
So you want her to die?
Nah. Well, I mean, if it was funny, yeah. But
why do you think she hasn't been like featured in movies? See, she did one, right? Crossroads, I think.
Yeah.
But like, how come?
Well, because she's not an actress, you know? She's like a dancer, performer. And she's like busy, has her residency and stuff.
She just got that.
No, this is the second time she's had it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Britney Spears. Come to the show and promote it. So, like, I take it you're not a big fan of Britney or as much as her?
I'm not as big of a fan as her, but it's definitely, I do like her. Like, I'll listen to her songs. Definitely every time Valerie was over, I would be listening to Britney Spears.
Of course, that's why.
But I don't know her as detailed as Valerie would. Yeah.
So when she put out that idea, let's do a Britney Spears episode, what made you want to actually go through with it?
Because it's reminiscent of just how we grew up, and you know, there was one thing that I had told my mom about our episode, and she's like, oh, you know, for Easter you guys had baskets. She's like, Valerie had a Britney Spears one, and you had a Christina Aguilera one. And I was like, oh,
they made them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Our parents made them.
Oh, they made them. Oh, I thought you like go to the store and buy them.
Yeah, no, they just like put like a little gift basket together basically, and just put like Christina Aguilera in one and Britney Spears in another.
Are you guys planning to go see her like one of her shows and take little baskets?
No, I want it. I want to see one, but if I have time, you know.
Is your daughter as into it as her? I mean,
oh no. I mean, I love Britney Spears, but like I try to show my daughter like good shit.
Like Baby Shark. Like,
no, yeah, she likes that too. But like my daughter likes classic rock. She likes like hip hop. She likes a lot of stuff I try to expose her to because I'm worried about music for the future.
But Brenda didn't tell me like what movie would be greatly improved if you add Britney Spears to it.
I don't know. That's a hard one for me. I would. I guess one of the scary movies.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Well. Oh well. Yeah. You said something funny.
Yeah. Yeah, something funny. She's funny.
I don't really much know of her.
She's just like a funny person, like Britney Spears.
Why though?
Because it's her personality. She's very goofy.
So, what movie would I put it in? Probably Star Wars. I think Star Wars? Would be a good Princess Leia.
Nah.
Or that Armageddon. Is it Armageddon? Like there was like a blue creature that would sing.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
No.
Creature that would
I don't sing. Think it's Armageddon. What's his name from Friday? Smokey. What's his name?
Wait.
Chris Tucker. He was in that movie. Like, he looked like kind of like a girl.
The Fifth Element?
There we go.
There
I
we
think
go.
She'd
yeah.
be good.
Yeah.
You don't see her there? Like,
I movie? Could see her in that. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, like, open her up for that blue creature, for that blue lady?
Yeah, maybe. I could see it.
But you know what? I get you. I see, like, maybe like she's singing and then they like they cut like mid performance they cut like her performance and somebody like a character from like the scary movie comes and performs over her or something.
Yeah,
I see that happening. I agree with you. Let's make it happen, guys. Petition.
That's
I'm not gonna do it, but
let's
you guys
set up her management.
There you go. Why don't you guys go see one of her shows? Money well, or
yeah, probably money. Money, time, all those factors. Just getting, you know, time for us to go do it. And it's in Vegas, so yeah. We have to, like, rent a room and all that.
Girls' night.
Ooh. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you into it, too? Like, that party scene? Or, like you said, you're more introvert, so I would see how you don't want to, like...
I have to be amped up for it. So, it's... I think Valerie, if anyone could make me go to a club, it would be Valerie.
I was going to say, though, like, Brenda, like, you were, like, a lot more, I want to say in high school, I felt like you partied a lot more. Ooh. And tried different things. I was more of a chicken.
Oh.
Yeah.
As we grew up, we switched roles.
Yeah, I was going to say that right now. So what changed? You just grew up?
Life is just, you know, you go through shit and... It does sometimes change your personality, and sometimes it's for the best, though, you know? Mm-hmm. It's really been a struggle for me, because, like, I grew up with depression, so everything is a little bit more serious for me now than it was at that time.
And how are you going through that? Like, are you cool? Like, what helps you get out of, like, the depression, I guess?
Well, just surrounding myself with stuff that I like. Like, the podcast is definitely helping with that. And, you know, the people I surround myself with, that's why I'm so private, is because I don't want drama or, like, any sort. Like, I have a very, very tight circle. And, you know.
What is something that's really popular now, but in 5 years, everyone will look back at it and think it's embarrassing?
The 90s?
Why? I like the 90s. Some good music.
I love the 90s. I want to say these like... okay. Mumble rap, 1. 2, like these YouTube people. People who are on YouTube. And like the beauty people on YouTube. Like they just do videos. I don't know. I'm not trying to put anyone down. But like there was that one guy who was annoying. Because... what's his name? Logan Paul or whatever.
Idiot. The guy that, that filmed like people hanging.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So like that idiot. Just people like that. Not all YouTubers are bad. Like I actually watch some people on YouTube. But
stuff like that I think might fade out a little bit. It's just everything seems a little fake, but I don't know.
So I mean, I think the guilty pleasures, you're talking about reality, like reality shows.
Yeah, that's my shit.
So I think YouTube kind of is the next like step
to reality TV.
Yeah. Like you get that and then you get a show out of it. You be on TLC or MTV because you start on YouTube and you're popular, so start watching those.
I guess YouTube it depends shows. Like on like exactly like what your talent is, you know, because some people like do like funny like comedy stuff and stuff, like, yeah, I can see that happening. Yeah. But definitely not everyone.
Yeah What do you think people like, what attracts you exactly to reality like TV?
Kind of like Brenda said during the episode, like it's like mindless TV. It's very easy to watch. It's a distraction from my own life a little bit. And it's just like funny to me that people like go on there and act a fool.
Yeah,
true. And that's what it is. And I feel like I would never do that. I don't know.
the show that attracts me is Hot Ones.
I've never watched that.
You eat hot wings. Like it's, I think like 10 hot wings. But they keep increasing in like heat,
In
spiciness. I did it, and it sucked the day after. But I'm while sure. We were doing it, the wings are good, and I ate half a pint of ice cream because it was so hot.
Yeah.
And I went up to like on the show. I went two wings before like the hottest one.
Uh huh.
And I couldn't handle it. I was crying.
What channel is this on?
Oh no, I did it.
Oh, you did it. Oh, yeah, okay.
I did. Oh no, but
I thought it was like a.
Oh, so the channel is called Hot Ones. So Hot Ones? Interviews like
okay.
The funniest one. The one I recommend you to watch is the Kevin Hart one.
Got it.
Yeah, that was he did one with Tiffany Haddish.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty funny too. But like the one by himself, that was the funniest one. But I don't know, like I like doing stuff like that.
Okay.
Like I did the hot ramen challenge. Like I want to do the one chip. But that chip is like $100.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. One of my sisters, she likes watching people eat a lot of food. I forgot what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
That grosses me out. Like when you can hear them chewing and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that. But I like watching hot ones, so. what people, you think, would you do something like that?
Hot wings?
Like challenges.
That's not really my thing. Probably depends on what it is. But I don't see myself doing that.
It depends what it is. My sister, she likes it. Like she did the spicy ramen challenge.
That one
my gosh, it was the funniest thing. Just we recorded her, and so I like to be a part of them. But I don't like spicy, so it's definitely the spicy thing wouldn't be me.
So like, I think this question is gonna be down your alley. So out of all the cartoons, all the TV shows, all the movies you watched, what's one meal that you would love to eat off of like one of the like the shows? Like for example, like I would love to eat one of Bob's Burgers. Like that'd be I wonder how they taste. Like I love burgers. Like what's that one like food and from who would you like to eat it?
In general, anime food.
Yeah, like the ramen from Naruto. Oh man. Yeah. It looks so good.
All of that food, they like put so much work to make the food look good.
Yeah.
And yeah, so pretty much like I used to, some of my favorite ones are from the Hayao Miyazaki movies. So like Ponyo and
I love No Spirit. Face. No Face is the best.
Yeah, No Face is he's cool.
He reminds me of me when I was a child.
He reminds me of now. I could just keep eating. I love No Face. Yeah.
But he's so cute. He's trying to like give that thing to the girl.
Yeah.
She won't take it. But everybody's like into material stuff that they take it, and he ends up eating them too.
Yep.
Damn.
She was good. Smart.
All right, Valerie.
This is probably like a basic bitch answer, but I always wanted to try a Krabby Patty
because
I like burgers.
That would be so cool too.
I like burgers, and I don't know, it's the best burger ever.
Yeah, I want it made by SpongeBob though.
It has to be by SpongeBob.
You know what? I would even try one of the like the nasty burgers from
the
Plankton.
Kelp.
Yeah, like Plankton, the guy in the front.
The chum bucket. Yeah.
I would even try it. I wonder how bad they are.
Yeah.
I know it's basically like dirt, but still, like he space paints, like spray paints it look to look like a burger.
Yeah.
I want to see how it looks. I think that like we nerd out a little bit, right?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I'm proud of myself. Right. So, what's the most ridiculous fact that you know about anything? Anything?
I'm actually full of facts. All right. It's like one of my things. So, a fact I know. I was just telling people about it. Oh, so did you know, this is probably really morbid, but I found it out. You actually don't buy funeral plots.
Oh, like you rent them?
You just rent them for 30 years, and then they cremate your body, and then they give it away to someone else. It's like all that money.
I mean, it's real estate. They have to, like, they're investing into it. They got to get their money. So, there you guys. You guys might as well cremate your guys' self to begin with.
Yeah.
And not, like, spend all that, like, what, $3,000 on a casket? Just $300 and they fry your ass and like, then they give the ashes to your loved one. And you could always trick people into eating you. So, that's pretty awesome, too. So, what's another fun fact?
I'm like out of blank here. Let me see. I'm trying to think if I could come up with like a fun fact that I know about something or someone.
All right, Doritos were basically that dust. They're like the Dorito chip already tastes like cheese, but the people weren't buying them because they didn't look like cheese. So that's when they started sprinkling that dust into it.
Or like the orange.
Yeah, too. Yeah. The same thing for Cheetos. There you go. I gave you some time to think.
Yeah. I'm still like out of blank here. Let me see. Okay, here's a fun fact and kind of a plug to our next week's episode. Did you know it took Stanley Kubrick 5 years to make The Shining?
Stanley Cooper?
Kubrick.
I don't know what that is.
He's oh my God, you have to. Okay, he's a famous director.
Is it like from the Stephen King novels?
No, so yeah, person? That The Shining is a Stephen King novel, but Stanley Kubrick. 5 years? Yeah, it took him 5 years to make it. Yeah.
I'm not into scary stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's why I don't know
much. Well, he doesn't only do like horror. He has like a bunch of. You never watched like The Clockwork Orange?
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket.
I know, like he beats the crap out of somebody like with some pennies or like a bag full of like coins. That's about it. Probably think of a different one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Full Metal Jacket. That's with soap, right?
That's with soap.
Yeah. They get the soap.
Oh, when beat okay. Him. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That was coins.
Yeah. You need to check out his movies. That's a trip.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Some homework. All right. That's cool. All right. That's it. No more fun facts.
No more fun facts I could think of.
All right. If peanut butter wasn't called peanut butter, what would it be called?
Peanut spread.
That's already that.
Yeah, kind of.
Nut spread.
Oh, I love it. It's like, I can't believe it's not butter. Like, not spread. That's a trick word. All right, cool. So far, like, what has been the hardest thing? Like, what's the hardest part of your recording your podcast? Like, for me, it could be, like, my idea is probably, like, scheduling. So, I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, probably scheduling and just... Because, you know, we record at my husband's studio, so it's kind of like we have to go when they're not there, and it's like this person goes at this day or this time, kind of like just scheduling around other people's schedule, and like sitting in a room that smells like smoke because everybody around there like smokes, I don't know, weed, cigarettes, cigars, everything, but since everything's through one vent, it like smells all the time. It's probably the hard part, just like concentrating.
Yeah.
Being when you're like, I don't know.
Is your husband in the room the whole time?
No. He doesn't come with us.
Oh, I was like, man. Nah, I'd be kind of nervous. I'd be nervous because husband has like a aggressive.
He's very a strong himself. Personality. He's very outgoing. He doesn't care. He's just, talks.
I mean, just us, all right? The loudest person in the room, that's her husband.
Yeah.
All right, so.
He's the one that couldn't stop talking during the interview.
I mean, but he's awesome. I love that guy. Yeah, like, I'm always communicating with him. He's the best.
Yeah,
he is. You're the best, Jonathan. We love you. Don't let her know. What? I could love him as a friend.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Why, Brenda's over here giving me the no.
No, someone's knocking.
Judgy. Sorry, let them knock. They wish they were in
you
the room.
You can keep on knocking, but you can't come in.
So, I mean, you guys don't really have, like, I mean, you guys haven't had a guest.
No.
So, do you guys plan to have any guests?
Or, like, yeah,
you guys
we just do. Like
it? Oh, okay.
We want to have a guest, but it's like, we want to make sure it fits. Like what we're talking about. So I have like my sister, like my sisters didn't really listen to podcasts. They listened to like our podcast. But they were like, oh, I want to go on. Da-da-da. So I can tell my friends. And I'm like, okay, but if you come on, like, what do you want to talk about? Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm like, well, I can't.
Bullshit.
Yeah. I can't just have you on. And then you just not knowing what you want to talk about. But like, definitely I want Brenda's dad as a show on, I guess, as a guest on our show, because he's really into conspiracy theories, and that's an episode we want to do.
That'd be awesome.
So we're going to do one like on our own, then we're going to do one with him.
Yeah, that one I'm super excited about, because he gets really deep into the rabbit hole. And so
that was going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun episode when it happens.
So like, what's the conspiracy that you actually believe? Like,
oh, for aliens.
Aliens?
Yeah.
Oh, right now they're supposedly like pilots have seen, like, I guess in one day they reported three
UFO sightings. Yeah.
So do you think aliens live among us right now?
They live like amongst us?
Yeah, amongst us, sorry.
Probably like hybrid, alien human hybrids, but I don't know. I feel like, okay, there was a meme I saw like on Twitter, and it said aliens probably ride past Earth and lock their doors. Because we're a ghetto ass planet.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're still around, but definitely I think that people do get abducted, and especially like they're fascinated with like pregnant women. I don't know.
Why?
So, because there's like a life inside them and they can alter it, and I don't know.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
You get like some. You think Elon Musk is an alien?
Nah.
No.
He might. I don't know.
We had her like, who could be an alien?
Who could be alien?
We said like, what's his name? He sings that one song, Bob Sinclair.
There's this one alien song, but like it was kind of like a joke. But no, like I don't know. Probably not anyone that I could point out. A lot of people say Justin Bieber's an alien because that one video that was edited.
There was a video edited?
Yeah, where he was arrested, like when he was being like a little dickhead. He kept getting arrested, and they were saying like he's a reptilian alien, because like during like the video his eyes are like changed colors or something. But do you believe no, but like crazy colors. Do you believe in any conspiracy?
I mean, maybe the moon.
The moon, yeah, the
might
yeah.
be like I don't
that was fake.
Yeah. That was for sure fake?
That was fake, yeah.
Okay, well, and then about AIDS and cancer?
Yeah.
I mean, supposedly there's, like, actual, like, facts, like the FBI, they, like, they have, like, if you Google it, there's a paper, or, like, saying, like, that they created it for, like, some reason, I don't know.
To scare people?
Yeah, I feel like there's already a cure, but they there don't have it sure. out. There is for
sure. I mean, but there's more money into, like, treating it than actually... Like
yeah, that's why they don't.
Yeah. I think like cannabis was like illegal for such a long time for that reason, because it does help, like the CBD oils, like it's proven that it helps with like the pain, and like you don't need that as much medication. It helps with animals, so
yeah.
So
I mean, definitely, like they try to keep people sick. I don't know, I'm going to sound like I'm going down a fucking rabbit hole here, but, like, I work in the medical field, and I can tell you drugs are pushed on people all the time. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I definitely believe it.
But they're fun. So, most of them, not all of them.
They don't start doing meth, guys. That shit's not fun. Okay, lose all your teeth and all that. You look like a crackhead on the street, talking true. To yourself, fighting the air. Don't do that.
I know. I don't do crack either, right? I know, it, like, it rhymes with coke, but don't. It's not as tasty. At least I don't think so. Anyways, so like, what do you hope to accomplish with your show? Like at the end of the day, like, what do you want people to like think about your show?
I mean, just to find something that they can listen to and relate. I mean, even like I mean, a goal obviously for anybody would be like to get ads and stuff and make money. But if we don't do that, like that's not a problem for me. Cause like I said, this is a passion project of mine. So just like meeting people who like the same shit. And if we can help like some little girls who feel like they're weird, like if we can help them, like how we felt, like, I don't know, just doing something like that.
Yeah, definitely a lot for the support. Like, I don't want anyone to feel like they're weird because of something that they like, you know? Yeah. Like I said before, I got made fun of a lot. So I don't want anyone to feel like they're left out when, you know, it's okay to be weird.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I feel like it's more acceptable, but there's still, like, some states and stuff. So it's like, yeah, they aren't as open as California. So,
as you could tell, I'm pretty weird and I'm cool with it because it makes me unique. And I know somebody else is going to relate. Somebody out there, I know I'm not the only one that likes those sandwich cookies, stale sandwich. Like, you like Oreo cookies, stale Oreo cookies. I think we found a match. She's going to be my first guinea pig when I make the ice cream. I think she's going to be the first one I'm going to get.
All right, I'll try it.
And I'm going to get some of that pickled ice cream, and I'll put some hot Cheetos, like that's the sprinkles.
I don't know.
You're gonna like, and avocado too.
We'll try it.
Ooh, we're gonna mix chile with avocado. We're gonna make our guacamole ice cream.
I'm so excited. Trademarking that right now.
There we go. Well, I gotta make it first. You could trademark it. It's cool. No. But I'm gonna come up with the clever name for it. Ha ha. All right. So last question. Like, when do you consider yourself a success with the show? Like, what would, in your opinion, like what, at what point would you be like, okay, we're successful?
Okay, here's one. It's like a dream. If we get sponsored by, what's it called? Loot Crate. That would be, I would be like, okay, I made it, guys. I get sponsored by Loot Crate now.
That'd be cool. Especially, yeah. I mean, if it's, especially with your show.
Yeah, I definitely, something along those lines, like either, you know, getting sponsored for music, you know, like promoting music in some way, or movies, something with movies, definitely being able to, you know, get into movie sets or something like that. That would be my dream.
Also, one day, like doing like a live show, but like not too big, like, you know, very intimate.
Like a little room.
Yeah, little room, or you like, know, where what, we like.
How many, what's your ideal number of people?
Probably no more than like 30.
Oh, cool. I want like 15. That's 15. My dream. One day, guys, we're going to come together.
Yeah.
Even though we have to do it in the park.
Yeah.
We're going to come together, guys.
That'll be hard, though, to fuck up the sound, but
no. Oh, yeah, I'm good at it. Well, I'm sick right now, but once I get my voice back, you're going to hear me roar, 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 roar. But that's going to be good. Yeah, hopefully, you guys get that Loot Crate, and then, you know, you tell him I'm over here, and then we could come
together.
Yeah, so how did you guys take Stan Lee's death? Because, I mean, Van Girl Podcast, he's a big piece of...
I cried all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of sad because it's like a part of your childhood dies a little bit, you know? Mm. And, yeah. I mean, he was old, but it was like he's one of those people that weren't supposed to die.
At least not yet. Yeah.
But I mean, he lives on through everybody.
Yeah. Like
Spider-Man, all those Marvel comic books, like, it's going to be there forever. So, which, like, before we ended, like, which is your favorite thing that Stan Lee did? Like, which is your favorite character or, like, comic book, movie, whatever?
I definitely love X-Men. Rogue is my favorite X-Men, Rogue and Wolverine. Mm.
I definitely like Thor. Thor is one of my favorites, and so is the Hulk. Spider-Man is cool.
Yeah.
Big Hero 6 for me. I love that. All right. We're going to wrap it up, guys. All right. So, you know, before I end it, I always like to ask my guests. Like, I know I talked a lot, asked a lot of questions, but is there anything I didn't ask that you would like the guest, I mean, the listener to know? So I got everything.
No, not really. Like, you pretty much got everything. There's nothing that I could think of that, I don't know. Just subscribe, guys.
I will. ITunes. You know what? Tell them where they could find you, your social medias, everything.
So our Instagram is the Fangirls Hangout. We have Instagram, Facebook, Fangirls Hangout Podcast. We are on SoundCloud and iTunes currently. I'm working on getting us on Stitcher, but we'll see.
I'm working on iHeart Music. Still haven't gotten in there.
Did you already submit?
Yeah.
How long has it been?
3 months.
Shut the fuck up.
Why is it taking so long? I didn't get Spotify until a year and like 2 months.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I better start now then. Shit.
That's the one. The easiest one is iTunes.
Yeah. But that's the biggest platform for podcasts. Yeah. But I mean, a lot of people are on Spotify too.
Yeah. That was my goal, my dream for like a whole year. So I was telling people, come on, please sign up, blah, blah, blah. And then the person, like the ones I'm subscribed with, where mm-hmm. that carry my show, they got bought out by Spotify. So automatically, all my shows went into Spotify.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
Thank you, Spotify, for doing that. Now iHeartRadio is the next step.
Okay.
So what bugs me is they had I think last week or 2 weeks ago, they had the iHeart Podcast Awards. And I was nominated. You guys suck. Why don't you guys nominate me? That hurt my feelings, guys. All right. I'm going to get a little happier. So, was that it with your plugs?
I'm sorry?
Was that it with your plugs?
Yeah.
All right. I know I talk a lot and I'm sorry. All right. But we're going to play a game called Sevens. All right. I already kind of ran you through it before the show. But for any new listeners, I like to play a game called Seven. So the whole purpose of the show, the game is, at the end of the year, I'm gonna give my guests with the high score, I'm gonna give them something. So right now, what's on the line is a fat head of myself. Give me a thumbs up. So either to like remember, like, oh man, I was on that episode or on that show, or to remember, like, man, I can't believe I did that. Like, I never want to see that guy again. You could do whatever you want with that fat head. I know it's kind of conjunct. Whatever, it doesn't make sense, but I still, like I said, you could, like, one of my guests was gonna, from Cinecism Boutique, she was gonna put my face in a mannequin and put earrings on it and make me look prettier than I already am, which, I like it. I wish I was prettier, but that's a start for another day. Alright, so, the game is called Sevens. Yeah, 7 seconds to answer 7 questions. Oh, it's 7 questions, 7 seconds for each question, a total of 49 seconds. So, the high score is 32, said by Marty Moose of 21 Miles of Scenic Beauty, and then the Stocks Tonight. So, this score has been set since, I think, June? No, January?
It's January, yeah.
Yeah, since January, so it's pretty hard to beat. So, you have to beat 32. So, every second is a point. So, the longer you take, the less points you get. All right? So, at the beginning, before, like, I had you guys recorded and all this, I told you guys, yeah, 2 options. Either you guys could be partners and you guys get 1 shot to beat that high score, or you guys play individually and you guys are gonna fight it out for a fat of me, which I like it. Cool. Anyways, so the categories are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s, and their corresponding music, stand-up, superhero, movie action, movie comedy, movie rom-com, movie award winners, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. All right, so think about it. Take a second. Contemplate, you know, the 2000. Prize.
Huh? 2000.
2000? So yeah. Are you guys going to do it separate or?
Yeah, we're going to do it separate.
All right, so 2000s music or just the 2000s?
We'll do music.
All right, so I don't know anything about music, so.
Okay, what about just the 2000s? Would that help you?
He chose it. He has a band-aid on Nelly. His leg. Baby Boy.
Tyrese.
She was married to comics. Now she has short hair. Beautiful girl.
Sean Kingston.
He has a song about a parade, a dark parade or something.
My Chemical Romance.
I don't know this. Sorry.
It's okay.
He was with the Shanti.
For a while. Ja Rule?
Yeah. 18. So it was my apology from One Republic. I know who they are, but I wouldn't know how to describe them.
Okay. Yeah, I was like,
all right. So, like, Brenda? What's category?
What are the categories again?
General movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the corresponding music, stand-up, superhero, movie action, movie comedy, movie rom-com, movie award winners, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey.
I'm gonna be weird and do animals.
Ooh, I like it. It's pretty. A lot of pressure on me. Thanksgiving. What's the animal we eat?
Turkey.
It's like a horse but with a lot of stripes.
Zebra.
It's a frog. No. Chameleon. What are they? Chameleon and like frog. Okay, whatever. Okay. They have tanks. They're green. I think they have like a little thing on like a turkey.
Lizard.
Neck. Yeah. It's a dog. Little poofy hair. They're kind of skinny.
Poodle.
It's like a butterfly, but they eat your clothes.
Moth.
They have like a pouch on their stomach and their
babies. Kangaroo.
20. So far, she's beating you, but she hasn't got the high score. So it's the last chance. Beat the high score, 32. Okay. I'm gonna pick for you guys. General for both of you.
General?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you guys like separate though.
Okay.
He's the smartest man ever. Like
weird Elon hair. Musk.
The Lakers, Clippers. What they all have? What are they?
Where basketball
they
teams.
What's this?
Foot, sock.
another word for air.
Oxygen.
No, like
H2O. Wind. No. Wind. Yeah.
What's right here? Like beats.
Heart.
When you like put your blank in the lock to open
key.
It.
With,
the Dodgers, the Angels. What are they?
Baseball.
Ooh.
What?
30.
Ah!
So close. All right. So with the same category, all right? General. Focus, all right? Focus. Do this together. Not lunch, breakfast. What did I just say right now?
Breakfast.
Like when you turn around, you do like what
a
do you
spin?
Do?
Spin.
Well, what's the opposite of these? Not shorts, but
pants.
When you take a picture of yourself through the front.
Selfie.
What's that?
TV.
Not south.
North.
When you don't have you can't take care of kids, who do you hire? A.
Nanny.
Oh my God. 31. Oh my god, this is crazy.
I feel like we should get one more shot.
All right. I'm gonna give you guys one more shot. Alright. I'm president it. The same category?
Yeah, what's the same category? Because it's random.
Damn, this is the closest anybody has gotten. We're gonna do this. Focus!
I am.
It's like DirecTV, what did they put on your
cable satellite?
Not the moon, it's out.
Sun.
When you fly somewhere, what do you go into?
Airplane, airport.
Like if
running,
you want to get somewhere.
Walking.
Thank you very much.
What's his name? Elvis.
Long.
Short.
No, long.
Uh huh.
Like where do you go swimming? What is it?
Long distance.
what's this?
Foot sock.
Oh no, you didn't get it. It was beach.
Beach.
Long beach. You go swimming, you go to the
I was thinking beach. Of a pool. I was thinking of like Michael Phelps or something. I was like, wait, what the fuck? I panicked.
You got 28. You were so close. Alright. Come on. This is the moment of truth. Don't make me regret giving another shot.
No pressure.
Look at this face. Look at this Keith face. You want that somewhere hidden. Very, very far away from you. Alright? Come on. Focus. It's internet, you buy stuff, you bid.
Store?
When you look up something, you look it up in?
On the
internet?
Google.
What's this?
Ear.
When you not hopping, but...
Jump?
not your father, but
mother.
Like, who are, like, I live here. Who are they?
Neighbors.
Not learn. What did I just say?
Lunch.
Ah, 28. Oh, I fucked up. It was lunch.
Oh, lunch?
Yeah.
I thought you said lover. I was like, man. All right. Well, I mean, we were close enough, and but yeah.
You guys didn't get
this. We didn't get it yet.
This mug.
Yeah, we didn't get the mug, but we're the closest one, so we'll take our second place prize.
Yeah, which is congratulations. Woo! All right, guys. Well, I think we were right there at the edge of our seats the whole time right now. Yeah. So I think it's time to sit back a little bit. So you can find me at Let Me Know Pod on Instagram and Facebook. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can keep them to yourself. I'm just playing. Go. You could like send me an email at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. Remember, I have hats. I have shirts. If you want one, let me know. Send me a DM or an email. They're $20. Or you can also find them at Synesthesia Boutique in Wilmington. Remember, guys, leave me a review. It's important for you guys to leave me a review. That way people can find me and trick somebody. I don't care. Just do it. Leave me a review. 5 stars. If you don't think it's worthy of 5 stars, then keep walking. But please leave 5 stars. What else? Anything else? I think that's it.
I heard you putting your phone number out there. That's kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you guys heard the Solo Bolo episode where, you know, we had a little drama. Not drama, but somebody asked me for my opinion. He was missing out on his wife, and his wife was kind of like looking at some other dudes, and he asked me for my opinion. I gave him to him. If you want to know what I said, go check out the Solo Bolo episode 3. But if you have some drama that you want everybody to know, I keep you guys anonymous. I always cut it so you guys don't gotta worry about it. But if you want my opinion of whatever's going on, you can call 424-261-9005. All right, that's 424-261-9005. I have nothing to do. I love being nosy and I love giving my opinion. So send me a message. I'll never answer the call. And I'll always keep you anonymous if you tell me, all right? Even if, like, for that case, I was going to keep him anonymous, even if he would have told me that he didn't want to be anonymous, all right? But it could be anything. It could be a dumb question. I love dumb questions. You guys know. You guys just heard I asked so many dumb questions. Send them my way, and I'll ask my guests, you know? They have no choice but to sit with me for an hour anyway, so might as well make it a little bit fun, right? I think that's it. Review on iTunes. Buy some stuff so I could make some more stuff for you guys to buy. And I'm a large, and I'm a 10 and a half in shoes, just in case. You know, I know Christmas is coming. I'm just putting it out there. All right, guys, you know what? I gotta go. I gotta drink some water. But before I go, I just want to thank you guys for letting me be part of your day. All right, guys, till next time, I'll see ya. Bye.
Has been brought to you by Let Me Know Podcast. New episode every week, available on all streaming platforms.